The idea of walking even a short distance on but two legs was terribly daunting. Yet it would have to be done, and done at once. Ake said so. For his part, Jake knew he would have to shut the borrowed eyes he was looking through. He was in Oi's head, but he could still see the Triceratops. Now he could also see a pterodactyl cruising the hot air above the clearing, its leathery wings stretched to catch the thermals blowing from the air exchangers.
Oi, you have to do it on your own. And if we're going to stay ahead of them, you have to do it now.
Ake,
Oi responded and took a tentative step forward. The boy's body wavered from side to side, out to the very edge of balance and then beyond. Ake's stupid two-legs body tumbled sideways. Oi tried to save it and only made the tumble worse, going down on the boy's right side and bumping Ake's furry head. Oi tried to bark his frustration. What came out of Ake's mouth was a stupid thing that was more word than sound.
Bark! Ark! Shit, bark!
I hear him, someone shouted. Run, come on, double time, you useless cunts, before the little bastard gets to the door.
Ake's ears weren't keen, but with the way the tile walls magnified sounds, that was no problem. Oi could hear their running footfalls.
You have to get up and go.
Jake tried to yell, and what came out was a garbled barking sentence.
Ake, Ake, Afa, up and go.
Under other circumstances, it might have been funny, but not under these. Oi got up by putting Ake's back against the wall and pushing with Ake's legs. At last, he was getting the hang of the motor controls. They were in a place Ake called Dogen and were fairly simple. Off to the left, however, an arched corridor led into a huge room filled with mirror-bright machinery. Oi knew that if he went into that place, the chamber where Ake kept all his marvelous thoughts and his store of words, he would be lost forever.